This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning, I'm Elisa Clancy.
Good morning, I'm Steve Scott.
And here's what's happening at this hour.
Well, just this week, the Trump administration announced plans to cut tens of thousands of employees from the Veterans Administration. Closer to home, the VA recently broke ground on a new housing development, specifically for veterans on VA land in Menlo Park. KCBS's Jade Hernandez spoke to a San Mateo County supervisor who explained what made it possible.
The real key here, however, is that land was made available.
Made available by the Palo Alto VA Medical Center for lease. The land is on VA property in Menlo Park. By providing available land, San Mateo County Supervisor Ray Mueller told me a new housing development, Oak Gardens, is expected to be complete by fall of next year. The 2.1-acre site will have 62 homes for veterans, 55 of which will be set aside for veterans experiencing homelessness. Supervisor Mueller.
It's a wonderful thing for veterans experiencing homelessness in our community. I think so often than not, we see these projects face community opposition.
But in this case, he credits Menlo Park's mayor and city council members for coming together. As for recent news about the Department of Veterans Affairs reorganization,
it should not be affected by the VA budget cuts because all the VA is doing in this circumstance is actually leasing property. So they aren't contributing any funds to building.
Funding comes from public and private sources, including money from San Mateo County's local Measure K half-cent sales tax. Jade Hernandez, KCBS.
Are humans still needed to make great movies? KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says you may get the answer to that question when the Cinequest Film Festival kicks off in San Jose on Tuesday.
It turns out 7 AI-generated films will be shown at Cinequest.
This year, the way we're going to really look into AI is by showing you what can be done.
Halfdan Hussey is the CEO and co-founder of the Cinequest Film Festival.
And Cinequest has always been about the discovery of the great artists and films and also the technology that has influenced a person's ability to tell their story, to connect their story to others and distribute it.
The AI videos are all fairly short. Hussey says total, it'll take about 20 minutes. Afterward, they'll hold a Q&A session.
It's not a velvet rope thing. We have people from all walks of life getting together, and that's the glory of Cinequest.
The Cinequest Festival will feature 250 films from all over the world. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
For kids with severe allergies, epinephrine is a vital tool to reduce symptoms of a bad reaction. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports there is a newly approved way to administer the life-saving drug that does not involve a needle.
The EpiPen has long been the standard tool for parents and pediatricians, but the idea of an injection can be intimidating, not just for kids.
Families are nervous about giving an EpiPen injection because maybe they haven't done it before. They're just worried because there's a needle involved. And so the spray is a really nice alternative.
That's Dr. Naomi Bardak, professor of pediatrics and health policy at UCSF. And the pocket-sized nasal spray she's talking about, Neffy, just got approved by the FDA for patients as young as 4.
So you put the actual nozzle of the medication into the nose and you spray, and the medicine gets absorbed right then and there through the skin inside of the nose.
Which she says works faster in the body than an injection. It's also cheaper out of pocket than an EpiPen, which can go for over $700 without insurance, which she says could foster competition that may benefit those who need the medication the most.
Neffy is going to be more appealing, so the price of the EpiPen might go down.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Droves of women made their way down to San Francisco's Union Square this morning to celebrate International Women's Day. KCBS's Jack Ferris was there as well, and he joins us now live in the studio.
That's right, Elisa. Spirits were certainly high down there at Union Street with colorful signs and clever wording. Some words not safe to repeat on air. But below the merriment, there was a real tangible feeling of anger. After all, this particular meetup is called Unite and Resist in San Francisco. And there was plenty of resistance.
Yeah, I mean, we're just angry. We're pissed off. We're getting all of our rights stripped away. Gay women, LGBTQ, everyone. We're really pissed off at this administration, and I think it's time that we really speak out.
San Francisco native Johanna has been coming to the Women's March around Union Square every year since 2018, and she thinks we're going backwards.
Terrible. It's a disaster. In 2018, I could still get an abortion legally in every 50 of the 50 states. That's a huge... I mean, that's my health care. That's my reproductive rights. They've been chipped away.
People are invited to join the rally until things wrap up this afternoon at 12:30. In studio, Jack Ferris, KCBS.
Thanks a lot, Jack. It's surprising, but microplastics are hiding in common household items. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on how this prompted a pair of Bay Area moms to take some action.
Plastic utensils, household cleaners, and even furniture are often the culprits carrying hidden toxins that can harm our health. Elle Selinsky co-founded Our Mindful Home after an air monitor in her daughter's room registered a high level of dangerous chemicals.
My daughter brought home a stuffed animal that had a ton of dye. It was off-gassing, like VOCs.
Which are volatile organic compounds that are often man-made. Our Mindful Home will evaluate someone's house and help them remove any toxics leaching from various items.
We assess your home and recommend safer alternatives. Everything from cookware, cleaning supplies, mattresses, bedding, water, air filtration.
Plastic production has doubled since 2008, resulting in microplastics being found in our lungs, blood, and brains. Selinsky and her team search for sources. Food storage is a big one. Plastic containers can be toxic.
Let's say you buy a rotisserie chicken at the store and just take it out and put it in a glass container.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Hillsburg's city council this week banned chain stores on its plaza. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, not all small business owners are happy about it.
To start, I talked to one owner who didn't want to go on tape but said chain stores could be a good way to fill vacant storefronts. After all, many small business owners simply can't afford to rent in the historic and well-loved plaza. But others, like Jam Jar co-owner Jamie Jean.
We are completely against chain stores coming in. It affects the charm of the town and small local businesses and like us who focus on small batch makers and local makers.
They sell jewelry and other art, so they do support the ban. But she says,
we were really hoping that they would go at least, you know, a block beyond the plaza, because there's us over here that, you know, struggle because we're not on the plaza, and then also Hillsburg Avenue down there.
The ban does divide the city up into sections, with some areas allowing a chain store that applies for an exemption, proving that it fills a need that is not otherwise met by local stores in the area. It also completely bans new outlet malls or big box retailers anywhere in city limits. In Healdsburg, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The VTA and its unionized bus drivers and light rail operators appear deadlocked on contract negotiations. Workers plan to strike on Monday, potentially upending public transit in Santa Clara County. The union has been negotiating with the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority on a new contract since last August. They're demanding wage increases and a conflict resolution process that would allow workers to present their grievances to a neutral third party and avoid going to court. But neither side can come to an agreement. The union represents 1,500 frontline VTA workers, including bus and light rail operators. VTA officials are warning commuters bus and light rail service may be disrupted. Paratransit service is expected to operate as usual. Yesterday at the University of California, Berkeley's Sproul Plaza, a spot famous for student activism, it was the professor's turn to protest. Nearly 2,000 scientists, Nobel laureates, student researchers, and elected officials gathered to rally against the Trump administration's efforts to cut research funding, deny climate science, and eliminate diversity programs in academics. The National Institutes of Health, which operates under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, announced on Friday that all new and existing awards would have to cap their indirect costs at a rate of 15%. In fiscal year 2023, the University of California system received over $2 billion in NIH contract and grant funding. UC officials estimate the overall impact of the proposed cut to the university system would be more than $600 million. The Economist has released a latest glass ceiling index ranking the best countries for working women, and the United States has ground to make up. The report highlights concerns over pay, parental leave, and promotions along broader economic and social differences. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Terry Boyer, founding director of the Ann Walsh McNulty Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy International Women's Day.
That's right. Happy International Women's Day. One of the primary concerns, and when I read this, was the concerns about pay. So what do you think makes the United States ranking with regards to the cost of living so low?
Yes. Are you talking about pay, paid leave, or pay?
No,
let's
do pay first, pay equity.
Okay, yes. So it's basically pay equity is a very complex formula, but it comes down to a couple of things. One, where are women in leadership in our workplaces? Because there are high earners and we don't have as many women in those positions. What jobs do women work in? And also that cost of living that you basically mentioned with regards to caring for children and other items that women tend to have to bear the burden of more.
Dr. Boyer, I want to ask you about paid leave for new mothers. It's left to states as opposed to nationally. How does the U.S. compare to the rest of the world as far as maternity leave?
Right. So we are one of three countries that do not have federally mandated paid leave. The other two are Lesotho and Swaziland. So we're really one of the only advanced economies that doesn't do that. You're right, it's left to the state, but it's also left to the employer. So there are some employers that provide paid family leave, but it's certainly not available to the majority of mothers in the U.S., and that hurts us.
Mm. You know, when I had my kids, I had twins 25 years ago. My husband stayed home. He took paternity leave and stayed home. And my kids grew up so tight with him. And how about paternity leave?
I mean, right. So I'm glad you bring that up because Sweden, which is one of the countries that tops out as best places to work for women in the world, requires that fathers also take paid leave. And what we see is that when women and men take leave, we tend to see better results in the workforce across the board for gender equity in who participates and how they earn money.
Can we talk about education? I know that women graduate from universities at a much higher rate than men, yet fewer women hold advanced degrees in the U.S. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, it's in part what programs and places that women enroll in the U.S. and across the globe, right? So we tend to cluster in jobs or in majors that don't become those high earners or have lots of pathways forward that require those advanced degrees. You also know that when you take advanced degrees, it's often because you're in the workplace looking to advance. And like we've been talking about, there are a lot of reasons that may hold women back to those types of positions.
Mm. Sounds like we have a long way to go. Bummer.
We've come far, but yes, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Happy International Women's Day.
Same.
That's Dr. Terry Boyer, founding director of the Anne Welsh McNulty Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.